Day 25. This is your morning team show on WSGW.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
You're chuckling?
I'm sorry. Just whenever I hear this song, I think. Al Bundy, of course. Yes,
I knew what you were going to say. Says, tell me that's not what you think.
Yes, that is.
That's what
exactly.
You think. This was the theme for the old Married with Children.
Yes.
Sitcom and the epitome of husbandry, Al Bundy.
Yes, that's right.
Although, what was her character name? The wife.
Peg.
Peg, thank
you.
Yes. She gave it right back to him.
Yeah, she did, all the time.
I only saw a few episodes, but it was like, okay.
Well, that's what put Fox, that was their big first real huge show next to The Simpsons, you could say.
Yeah, but as far as, not an animated
series. Right.
Oh, gosh,
that
that's
was right.
It really lasted for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I play it, Frank Sinatra, doing a little Love and Marriage, just on your morning team show. Like a lot of listeners we know in very happy marriages, and you know that, if you don't have love, you don't have marriage. As Frank said, it goes together like the horse and carriage. And if ever sometimes you wonder whether or not there's love, I had an experience yesterday and it's one of those things that, you don't have to say to your spouse, I love you. It's just, this is wow. So yesterday, Sunday, had a pretty busy day. Had some baseball to do. Had two games had to play. A fall league we're playing on Sundays. So I was out of the house by about 9:15. Had two games to play. One at 11, and then another one at 2. Had to go from one place to another. Gone all day. And then after playing baseball, in what I say was a rather steamy day, when the sun was out and the humidity was up there, it was like, woof. Thankfully, I had a chance to go cool off because my men's hockey league had a practice.
Oh, you mean you went baseball to hockey?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I had the hockey equipment in the back of my truck. So I went from putting...
I hope you did something nice for her rather than her doing something nice for you.
Well, and coming home at the end of a very long day, tiring day, I'm like, I just want to go home and collapse. But I knew I had a duty to do, is either myself or son. We usually get the garbage out. And, the lawn cutting out and everything after the weekend, because Sunday night, Monday is our night to get the garbage out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the last thing I want to do is have to go home and take care of this. And as I approached the driveway.
Oh, wow.
At the end of the driveway, you know what I found.
It's already there.
It was there.
How about that?
Mary had dragged out the garbage bag and the two bags of... leaf or a lawn.
Yeah.
Lawn bags full of cut grass.
Wow.
My friend, that is love.
There you go.
That's why we have been married 27 glorious years for moments like this.
I don't know how to interpret this. My wife takes it out every week.
I was gonna say, or she just wanted it done, Charlie. So that's why she did it.
And she knew that the options for me coming home after a day like that, it might not be done.
Right.
Oh, I get it. I know. I understand. It wasn't so much love. It was like, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, as I said, other couples experience that same kind of happenstance all the time. And it's like, I hope at some point I've done something as glorious and as recognizable as that for my wife. Insert here what makes your love and marriage go together, listeners.